Good evening.
What did you learn about Jeff Janis on Saturday night and as it pertains to the future for him?
Had an outstanding game. Certainly made the most of his opportunities, and that's what you like to see. You see a guy continue to, you know, show those signs of development in practice, because I'll again go back to that as the starting point in the classroom, and then being able to do it on the practice field, and then, you know, he had an opportunity obviously in the game, and he made the most of those opportunities. You know, you saw a lot of great things. You saw him go up and attack the football, high point the football. You saw him break tackles. He was very productive, and that was a good sign.
You know, we talked about this 100 times in here, but in light of what he did, was it maybe worth, obviously hindsight being 2020 here, but it would have been worth maybe giving him more of a shot earlier in the season than when you guys were in such a funk?
You know, again, it all starts with, you know, what we do from a preparation standpoint. In the classroom and out on the practice field. So those are the starting points. And then, you know, just make the most of your opportunities. So, you know, as far as going back and looking at it, I mean, again, the starting point is what we do in the classroom and on the practice field. And then, you know, you get an opportunity on Sunday or whatever day we play on, you got to make the most of your opportunities.
So are you saying he wasn't prepared in the classroom?
No, I'm just saying we just need to be more consistent, maybe earlier, than what we were at the end of the season.
Edgar, what do you think of the NFL overtime rules? Want to see what changed there?
The rules are the way they are as far as how they're in place right now. And all we can do is, you know, we always talk about what we can control. And, you know, the rules are the rules, and we just have to play by the rules.
Hey, Edgar, Mike was in here earlier, and I want to read exactly what he said about Lacey so you know what I'm asking you. He said, Eddie Lacy, he's got a lot of work to do. His offseason last year was not good enough, and he never recovered from it. He cannot play at the weight he was at this year. You're a former running back. You worked your butt off to have the success you had. Are you disappointed that whatever complacency hit Eddie hit him, and how do you get him back to being the player he'd been previously?
I think as a team, we're disappointed in the fact that we didn't accomplish our ultimate goal, and obviously he plays an important part of that by not being able to win the world championship this year. And as far as how do we get him back to perform at that high level, we continue to educate him, we demand, we support, you know, and I think that's a big part of it.
How much did you guys, I know we, again, someone else we talked about, now the season's over. How much did you miss Jordy and his ability to stretch the field?
You know, anytime you know, you have a great player and a tremendous leader like Jordy, you know, obviously you never want to see one of your top guys go down. But when something like that occurs, it gives other guys an opportunity. And that's, unfortunately, that's part of the game. You know, you see some cases where, you know, guys are able to step in and make the most of those opportunities, but, you know, you certainly, you know, don't like to be in a position where you lose some of your top guys.
What do you think of your receiver? You get a healthy Jordy back, you get a healthy Montgomery. You know, Devontae comes back and picks up where you thought he was last year. Mm-hmm. You know, what Jared and Jeff did, what do you think of that five-man group?
You know, when you kind of put it all together, you see that group battling tremendous competition, and that's what you want. When you have competition like that, it raises the level in that room, and that's you know, that's a big important part of it. You know, when you have guys competing on a daily basis, pushing each other to be the best that they could possibly be, that helps the team overall, and I think it could potentially be that type situation going into next year with all of those guys battling for play time.
Do you like the diversity there in terms of the skill set?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and you go back to what we talked about earlier with Abadaris. I mean, he's been, you know, practicing at a high level, obviously coming back off the injuries, But you see it consistently in practice, him making those plays, him creating separation in practice, and then that's when you see it happen on Sunday or again Saturday, whatever day we play on, it's no surprise because you saw it in practice. You saw everything that he put into it from a preparation standpoint.
What do you think happened to Devontae this year? He looked like after last year you were really excited about him. What do you think happened to his?
You know, again, it comes down to, you know, being consistent. Our mindset is, you know, the starting point is, you know, I know I'm not trying to sound like a continue to repeat myself, but a big part of who we are and what we do is the emphasis that we place on practice. You know, when you talk about preparation, that's the starting point. You know, we expect to practice at a high level. You know, we used to say we made practice so difficult and hard where the game was easy. And that's part of it, where you practice at a high level and then you perform on Sunday.
Was it the ankle with him was that what threw all that off, or was there something beyond that?
I think, you know, obviously from an injury standpoint, it was the ankle initially. You know, but we don't make excuses. When we line up and play, we got to play at a high standard.
Andrew, as someone who has had hands-on experience with that receivers group in the past, did you see any connection between some of the struggles with the receivers and maybe the absence of a full-time receivers coach?
You know, again, you know, what we do from a preparation standpoint, what we do in practice, the emphasis that's placed, and then, you know, we get certain opportunities on game day, it comes down to making the most of those opportunities and being consistent and performing at a high level.
Edgar, getting back to the receivers, you look at Jordy and Ty had the injuries, you know, Devontae didn't really have the year he wanted, Jared and Jeff show up late in the season and show some promise. Is this kind of pointing to almost like a whole group that's going to be hungry, maybe for different reasons individually, but a group that you expect to be hungry next year?
You know, I would think that our team would have that hunger because anytime, you know, you got an opportunity to compete, you know, for a world championship and you don't quite reach that goal, coming back, I think it would, you know, number one, we would learn from that situation and have that additional motivation to want to push yourself even beyond the limits to try to find a way to make those plays at the end and put ourselves in a position to win that world championship. So I think the entire team and unit will want that hunger.
Edgar, for yourself individually, obviously it's the time where you're looking at the players, but how did you think the first year went with you step into the offensive coordinator role, and how did you feel?
Haven't had a chance to kind of step back. Right now it's really more about the exit interviews with our players and talking to the guys and getting feedback and you know, how do we, you know, improve moving forward? I certainly, you know, we always do, you know, our self evaluations and you know, I'm sure, you know, Coach and I will sit down and we'll talk through a lot of different things as far as how do we improve as a team, as a unit, as an individual. We always start with looking at ourselves in the mirror.
Every offensive player, or is that just the head coach and the position coach?
Coach Mike and the position coach sits down with every player, and I try to grab as many as I possibly can, which today was a good day with a lot of our veteran guys.
What was it like for you to go from the euphoria of the Hail Mary touchdown, the tying, and then defeat 5 minutes later on the clock, probably?
Very emotional, you know, because, you know, you have another chance. You're in overtime. Now you have a chance to compete, you know, to win the game. And then, obviously, you know, your emotions are high when you see, you know, the number one, the throw that Aaron made was incredible, and the catch that Jeff came down with, you know, so you're processing all that information, and now you're getting set for overtime, and so you just know you got another opportunity to go win it.
Andrew,
Richard Rodgers ended up with a lot of catches, or maybe not a lot, but a fair number of catches and eight touchdowns. But he only averaged eight and a half yards of catch. Do you need more there? And is he able to give you more?
When you're kind of looking at it, not just directed at any one player in particular, I would say that with each and every one of us, we need more from everyone. Anytime you fall short of your ultimate goal in our business is to win the world championship, we all need to do more.